Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, Dr. Nina Burns, who's a GP at Generation Health Medical Clinic, is with me to answer all of your questions. 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. Before we do that, though, Nina, you were listening to our chat a little earlier about school absenteeism.
Yeah, I was driving in and, I was listening to the people you had contributing. And yeah, I was gobsmacked. I can't believe not a single person who works in education mentioned what to me is the most glaringly obvious reason people don't go to school. And that is that the learning experience in school is not engaging them. And you see across the board, people with mental health issues. The biggest reason I see for absenteeism from school is mental health issues, largely in second level students. So we have parents coming in who desperately want their children to go to school, but school is not a place where these people can thrive and learn, and they don't get a good education experience. And I guess what really struck me is I'm sure we are now about to spend absolutely millions on this campaign.
This multimedia campaign that's been rolled out to.
To improve our numbers. So we can just do a survey and say we have this percentage of children attending school. But surely the whole purpose of education is not about just getting them through the door, but about their learning experience. And would we not be better off spending millions putting money into having smaller class sizes, more engaging subjects, more engaging courses, getting kids involved in doing the work in school so that we're not having to shove them out the door and wrap their parents over the knuckles for not getting them in. That we have kids who want to go to school, who want to learn.
And you see this obviously, Nina, through the practice where, you know, I'm sure parents are coming to you with children and they're not engaged in school.
The parents are, you know, they're desperate to get kids into school. But also, I mean, I think we spoke before that I'm doing adult ADHD. And I look at those school reports and it's always, you know, could have done better, should have focused more, could have paid more attention. We have a system set up, and you had that very lovely guy on who set up this way to teach people to learn for their leaving. But I suppose it's something I'm really passionate about. We have a system that's set up for people to go in, rote learn, regurgitate information, and we don't have a system that's set up to teach people to love to learn. Now, I have a spread at home. I have older kids and younger kids, and I have to say, my youngest kid, the school he's in, he's really lucky. They do lots of projects, they do lots of stuff outside work, and this is a public school, by the way. And he loves to learn because of the experience he's had.
Yeah.
But not everyone's that lucky.
No.
And honestly, teachers are overwhelmed. They're teaching big classes. Can we not put this money into maybe smaller classes? More teachers.
That's a fair
point. More teachers who can engage with the kids instead of wrapping parents over the knuckles for not getting their kids out the door, because we could have 100% attendance, but the learning experience won't change.
The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. If you want to listen back to that conversation that Nina's talking about, the podcast on school absenteeism, it's on the News Talk, it's on the Go Loud app. You can subscribe there to Lunchtime Live. Nina, I know you want to talk today. Former US President Joe Biden's been diagnosed over the weekend with prostate cancer, but it's the signs and symptoms of that you wanted to mention, I suppose, for listeners to be aware of today.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when these things hit the news, it gets everyone talking. And I think anything that gets people talking about a potentially treatable condition is really, really important. So prostate cancer is not just a cancer of older men, okay? It happens most commonly in people over the age of 50, but it can happen younger. And I think it's really, really important people are aware of the symptoms. So there seems to be, in many ways, many people think they can just go and get this PSA blood test, and if that's normal, you're fine.
You're fine.
But that's not the case. And so the symptoms are really important. And so the way I describe it to people, and, you know, I'm sure the urologists out there might cringe, but I often say to people, your prostate is almost like a hair clip under your bladder, okay? It's like one of those butterfly hair clips.
Yeah.
It sits right below the bladder and the tube that runs out. And if it's a normal size, the urine flows out normally. But if it gets tight, if it starts to swell, that pipe gets constricted. So things that you're thinking about are, do you feel like you need to go to the toilet more often? But then you go and there's not a whole lot there. When you go to the toilet, are you waiting for the stream to start and it takes longer, or does it dribble? Is it slow to stop? Is the stream weaker? You know, I heard a urologist say to someone once, can you hit the back of the toilet like you used to? And they're all things to be aware
of. They're the signs.
Getting up at night, going to the toilet more often at
night.
And any symptoms if you just don't feel right, you know, back pain, anything like that. I think Chris Hoy, very sadly, was diagnosed with shoulder pain. It was in his bones at the time when it was diagnosed. So go to your doctor, but anyone who tells you we'll just do the blood test and you're grand, you know, no doctor will do that, because an examination of your prostate is important, but the symptoms are equally important.
Okay.
And we put the whole three together and you can have a normal PSA and have cancer. You can have a raised PSA and not have cancer. It can go up for lots of other reasons. But it's important to get checked, because caught early, it's extremely treatable.
Okay.
And just, last thing, really important risks. Black people have a higher incidence of prostate cancer. They should be screened from the age of 45. If you have a first degree relative, father, brother, who had prostate cancer, you're at a higher risk. You should be screened earlier. And also, actually, if there's a family history of breast cancer, because this BRCA gene can somewhat be associated with prostate cancer.
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Listener has a 4-month-old, has a pinprick rash on their stomach and cheeks, eating fine, sleeping well, wet nappies, no temperature. Should I bring her to the GP or is she grand?
Eating
well, sleeping fine, wet nappies, no temperature. It's a pinprick rash on the wee baby's stomach and cheeks, 4 months old.
So, I mean, I suppose I can't really say anything about a rash until I see it. You know, so if a rash has been there for days and the child is perfectly well, it's probably fine. But again, if it's not going away, get it checked. But we do talk all the time about new rashes that come on. And if your child is anyways out of sorts or has an unusual looking rash, then it should be checked. But most rashes are actually simply dermatitis or some eczema.
But a trip to the GP.
Yeah, you can't diagnose a rash without seeing it.
Listeners 49 wants to better understand testosterone levels on HRT for 2 years. A lot of fatigue to the point of falling asleep at the drop of a hat if she sits down during the day. Bloods carried out, checkup recently with the doctor, all fine. I'm wondering, testosterone is 0.6. I was hoping adding testosterone to my HRT regime perhaps could help. Is that something?
It can in some people. Now, ranges are, you know, they differ from lab to lab. I think our lab, the range is 0.4 to 1 is normal for a female. So 0.6, I guess, is low normal. It's, I think up to 1.4 is normal. So you could definitely talk to your doctor. But there's just one thing in that really jumps out at me. You know, can fall asleep at the drop of a hat sitting down. That's a real warning sign for sleep apnea. So it might not be testosterone related at all. If you're someone who's tired all day and then you sit into a chair and you doze off, that's one of the classic signs of obstructive sleep apnea, which means you've broken sleep at night. So you should definitely tell your doctor about those symptoms. If you snore, you know, often you won't know you snore yourself.
Yeah.
So if you share a bed with someone or you share a house with someone, ask them, do you snore? And if you do, are there ever any gaps in your snoring? So, you know, being so tired that you're falling asleep that easily, you definitely need to see your doctor.
Okay. When should I get my moles checked?
When they are worrying you, if they change or they're growing. I mean, so I kind of say to patients, we're all a bit like Dalmatians. We're born without too many spots and we get some as we get older. But maybe into our early 20s, we shouldn't be getting lots of new ones. So any new mole from your mid-20s should be looked at. And any mole that starts to change should be looked at.
Okay.
And then if there's a family history of skin cancer, you know, the risk for skin cancer, fair skin, blue eyes, that kind of Scandinavian look. But generally, Irish people have fair skin. If you have lots of unusual moles, if you've used sunbeds or had blistering sunburns, if there's a family history, you have to look at sort of the big picture.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it entropion eyelid? I'm 72. I'm wondering what causes it and is treatment painful?
Entropion. So they're just getting, they have this, the lashes sort of turning in. It can happen. It can be very sore because they can get inflamed. And you can be referred on to an eye clinic. They can usually help you with that.
So you need a referral for that. Listeners wondering about getting the anti-shingles vaccine after you've had shingles. Is there any benefit?
Yes, there is. And I actually think it's a really good idea. I wish it was covered under our vaccine scheme here in Ireland, because as you get shingles when you're older, you can get chronic pain. Mm. It is recommended for everyone over 50 in other countries. And I think we do advise it here. But unfortunately, it's not available publicly and it's a very expensive vaccine. It's 190 purely for the vaccine and then you have to pay for the administration of it. But
if you can afford it,
absolutely, I think it's a great idea.
Okay. Yeah. And just finally, listeners wondering, children with hay fever and over-the-counter medication, any advice on what to go for?
Yeah, the pharmacist would be a great source of advice for that. There's lots of over-the-counter remedies available. Usually a straightforward antihistamine would be your first port of call, but there are some nasal sprays on that and there are prescription medicines. So if it's not settling, do go talk to your doctor.
Dr. Nina Burns who is a GP, I should say, at Generation Health Medical Clinic. You can get more from Nina at Dr. Nina Burns on X, and their website too is generationhealth.ie. Thanks a million for joining us, Nina, on Lunchtime Live. Email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.